WTY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
Friends, thank you for joining us here today on Crosstalk. We've got a lot of information today. Last week on this program, we reported on the statements coming both from the White House press secretary as well as from President Biden himself announcing a door-to-door campaign promoting the COVID shot. Since that time, communities and counties have been activated and are indeed carrying this out, this White House initiative. There's been some pushback that's occurred saying this is not the government's business, yet we have the Health and Human Services Secretary, Javier Becerra, saying it is absolutely the government's business. And now, folks, not only is this information campaign underway in communities around the nation, but now they're also taking the shot directly to people's residences, calling it doses to doors. I mean, you're going to find a lot of material shocking today on the program. We've got much to unpack. We'd like to encourage you to listen intently. Our guest, Matt Stever, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Matt has hundreds of published legal opinions, 8 scholarly law review publications. He's host of Faith and Freedom and Freedom's Call. He's argued 2 landmark cases before the U.S. Supreme Court. Matt, welcome back here to Crosstalk.
Thank you, Jim. Always a good pleasure to be with you.
So, 1:04 p.m. Eastern Time, July 6th at the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki, she spoke of 5 areas President Biden was going to focus on to get more Americans vaccinated. The first, though, she said, was targeted community-by-community door-to-door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is. 2 hours later, we had President Biden speaking. He gave a several-minute speech here, but just one quote, now we need to go community to community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors to help get help to the remaining people protected from the virus. He went on to say, so as we shift from these centralized mass vaccination sites where we're doing thousands of people a day, we're going to put even more emphasis on getting vaccinated in your community close to home, conveniently at a location you're already familiar with. Matt, your response to what's happening?
This is unprecedented. This is, you know, you just have to ask the question, no matter where you are on this issue with these COVID shots, why such an incredible, intense pressure like this? Never before in history has this happened. The only one time that this kind of propaganda actually occurred was in the 1970s under Gerald Ford, and that was the swine flu. They've tried to push it out, lots of propaganda. Different people got shot with the swine flu. But what happened, it was a failed experiment. It was rushed through, just like these COVID shots, on a fast track. It said thousands, hundreds of thousands of people are going to die. That was not true. And what happened is they ended up stopping it because of the adverse reactions, Guillain-Barré, and now we see some of that same condition that's happening with some of these shots, but also they stopped it after 53 deaths, 53 deaths, and they stopped the program as a failed experiment that has huge human tragedy. Jim, just last week alone, from Friday to Friday, we had 2,043 or so deaths in 1 week. The numbers jumped from 6,985 deaths to 9,048 deaths. Over 2,000 deaths in 1 week.
Now, that you're saying of people who got the COVID shot?
Who got the COVID shots. 2,000 deaths in 1 week. And that's from the CDC VAERS log. In the 6 months of 2021, we've had nearly 10,000 total deaths. That number will probably be 10,000 or more this coming Friday. It's updated every once a week on Friday. That number is almost twice the total number of deaths that have occurred that have been logged into that same VAERS system for the past 31 years for all vaccines combined. Just a little over 5,000 that have been logged in there as deaths from all vaccines combined from 1990 until these COVID shots began at the middle of December 2020. From 2020 on, December 2020, when these COVID shots are now being logged, in 6 months, that number is almost double what we've seen in 31 years.
Now, Matt, those numbers you just quoted here, that would seem to indicate, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, did more people die from the COVID shot than died from COVID itself?
Yes, indeed. Indeed, on that week, in that one week, more people died from the COVID shots than from COVID itself. Whether it's a variant or whatever, you know, variant you're talking about, more people died in America in that one week on the COVID shots than died from COVID. And also understand this, as you well know, Jim, those numbers, according to the CDC and a Harvard study, represent less than 1%, less than 1% of actual. So you take whatever number there, and you literally have to multiply it by at least 90% to get what the actual number is. It's a staggering number. But even with the less than 1% reporting, that is a staggering number. We also know from CDC insiders that are actually part of logging the VAERS that they're months behind. There are several hundred thousand data entries that have not been entered yet because they are behind schedule. So those numbers are really low, but they're staggeringly high when you look at our history.
Matt, we're going to couple this with some comments that are going forth, because there has been backlash on this thing. The Health and Human Services Secretary is all behind it, and he's substantiating, yes, we need to do this. It is our business. And before we get into even some more specifics, this past Sunday, July 11th, Dr. Anthony Fauci was on CNN's State of the Union with Jake Tapper, and he was asked if schools and businesses should mandate this shot, and I want us to hear the exchange that took place. It's about 90 seconds.
I know you've been very clear that the government isn't mandating vaccines, but do you think it's generally a good idea for businesses or schools to require vaccinations?
Right. I have been of this opinion, and I remain of that opinion, that I do believe at the local level, Jake, there should be more mandates. There really should be. We're talking about life and death situation. We've lost 600,000 Americans already, and we're still losing more people. There have been 4 million deaths worldwide. This is serious business. So I am in favor of that. You know, one of the things that will happen, and I think the hesitancy at the local level of doing mandates is because the vaccines have not been officially fully approved. But people need to understand that the amount of data right now that shows a high degree of effectiveness and a high degree of safety is more than we've ever seen with emergency use authorization. So these vaccines are as good as officially approved with all the I's dotted and the T's crossed. It hasn't been done yet because the FDA has to do certain things, but it's as good as done. So people should really understand that. But they're waiting now until you get an official approval before. And I think when you do see the official approval, Jake, you're going to see a lot more mandates.
Your response, Matt.
Well, I think he's right. Once you see the official approval, you're going to see a lot more mandates. That's the only thing I agree with him on. But, you know, he's very careful to say, well, there's more data than under other emergency use. But he never says there's more data here than to compare with other drugs that are FDA licensed or other drugs or vaccines that have been FDA licensed. Why? Because there's not. Because it doesn't matter how much data you have, we have no time frame. We don't have the time. What we're now seeing is in Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, he did this press conference with people who have had serious adverse reactions, and I encourage people to see it. We actually have all of this on our webpage at lc.org/vaccine. But what you see there are these neurological and other kinds of conditions that are continuing to develop over a period of months. And that's one of the things we don't have. And we can never have that, no matter how many data points you put in there, because we can't speed up time. We have no idea the mid- or long-term effects of any of these shots. What we are seeing right now is that even in the short-term effects of these shots, either immediately or shortly thereafter, with continuing adverse reactions, they are staggeringly high. There is a huge high human total, a toll that is taking place right now. And, you know, what my concern is, and what my concern was before even Fauci said this, is that all the pressure that Biden and others are going to be putting on the FDA, if they're going to skip over all the necessary work, bypass the time that's necessary to give final approval, and they're going to fast-track this so, in fact, that they can try to mandate this and enforce this, beginning in the military and then everywhere else.
You know, and this is so amazing, Matt, because this is something that's normally years in the making,
right.
in the making, and they're trying to, as you say, rush this to have that so-called approval that's taking place. And he said, as good as done. You know the great efforts and great information that's coming here. And I'm going to segue here, Matt, into this methodology that's going on, because we are finding that this door-to-door campaign has gotten underway, and there has been some shocking information from Lake County, Illinois, where so-called Community Health Ambassador Outreach Program is underway. It's called a door-knocking project to increase COVID vaccine acceptance. Even provides an ambassador with role-playing scenarios. What's happening in Lake County, Illinois?
Yeah, we actually have the PowerPoint, the door-knocking script, the training video, and the Vaxzine magazine. It's like a comic book for teens, believe it or not. And this is the template that's being rolled out. They're doing the training. I've actually watched the training, and they've got this script. And for example, you know, the script actually, and the PowerPoint that they have there, it really goes through what they're supposed to say and do. And they say, don't worry about these no soliciting signs because you're not soliciting. No, no soliciting means no, you're not welcome at this front door. And they're saying, just ignore it. And then they're asking all these questions through this door knocking script. I've got it up on my computer right now just looking at it. And they're then wanting them to tally the information and give reports to their local Department of Health. They actually have here, you know, date of outreach, community ambassador, building number, floor number, apartment number, vax, not need vax, not interested, questions, concerns, contact information for follow-up. They have all that data, and they're going to give all of that to the Department of Health. The Department of Health says that they need this data. Why do they need that kind of data? Now, if you go back to Nazi Germany, Hitler hired IBM. IBM hired thousands of people to do racial census going door-to-door in Nazi Germany and throughout the Nazi Germany locations. And they ended up isolating and finding the Jews. They cross-referenced that to employment and other things, and they used that for nefarious purposes. I'm not saying the same thing is happening here. I'm just saying that we've been down this road before where the government goes door-to-door to try to figure out who's in that house, whether you've been shot with this COVID injection, whether you're not, whether you have questions. And then they even have, unbelievably, somebody right there in some of these cases to shoot you with this injection. I mean, it's astounding.
It is astounding. And Matt, I look at even the talking points that they have at Lake County, and they have responses for individuals. Will the COVID-19 make me sick? What are the side effects? Well, they talk about soreness, redness, or warmth in the arm, a headache, fever, fatigue, body aches. Not a word about blood clots. Not a word about neurological disease. Not a word about the deaths that have occurred. That's not part of the side effects that people are being told about.
No, not a word of any of that. Not a word of any of that. And then when they have the Vaxzine for Teens comic book, not a word of any of that. You know, and one of those individuals was a mother at this press conference with her daughter Maddie, 12-year-old. She was enrolled in the clinical trial, straight-A student. Now she's in a wheelchair with a feeding tube.
We'll be back in 1 minute. Matt Staver with us today from Liberty Council. Our topic today, doses to doors. Back in 1 minute.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, in total, how many animal species have been found in the fossil record?
You know, Chris, the answer to this question surprised me. Evolutionists are fond of talking about millions and millions of fossil animal types, but in reality, only about 250,000 fossil species have ever been found. That's far fewer than the number of species that are still existing today. And it certainly is not many compared to the millions and billions of animals which must have existed if evolution were true. What we find in the fossil record are clams and snails and coral, the very same kind of animals that are alive today. Face it, Chris, evolution didn't happen. It's not happening today, and it didn't happen in the past, as recorded in the fossils. What happened is creation, just like it says back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Constitutional Attorney Matt Staver with us here today on the broadcast. Today's topic, doses to doors. And, friends, the door-to-door campaign is underway. As we mentioned, there is the campaign that's underway. They're told to ignore no soliciting signs. You're not soliciting. You're just giving information. They have talking points to any kind of objection that one may come up with. Except they don't have all the information. And, Matt, I know that it's also reported, and you mentioned here, too, that the Biden door knockers are taking the shots with them in some locations, calling it doses to doors. As I saw in North Carolina, health officials using this far-left community organizing group to, quote, educate and encourage people to get a shot. Now, these are people that's registering people previously to vote. Now they're on this door-to-door campaign. They're calling it an accompanying health department injector who's with them to administer a shot on the spot. They're being referred to as community partners.
Yeah, they're being, community health ambassadors is what they're being.
Yeah, that's another one.
Community, and or some other names, but they have different names, but they all have the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Literally going door to door to door. At one time I thought, well, maybe they were just going to go door to door to just the people who haven't gotten the shots, because I'm sure they know all that information. But I don't know if they're going door to door to everybody or just door to door to people who haven't gotten the shots. They're literally creating a database so that they can come back and really try to force you to get this shot. So this is not just some friendly visit. This is a data collection for some future reference. Obviously, they want you to get the shot now without telling you the side effects. Then, you know, even under right now, under the emergency use authorization, you have to have full and informed consent. And as you've already noted in this prepared script for these people, they've already told them, in case you get questions, how to answer. And, oh, yeah, the shot's safe. Maybe you might have a little temporary soreness at the injection site. Well, my goodness, you might die.
Hmm.
They don't say anything like that. They don't say anything about the blood clots. They don't say anything when they approach a male under 30. You know, there are myocarditis and pericarditis, the swelling of your heart and other parts of your heart that can cause not only temporary but permanent heart damage. They don't say any of that. And yet you're supposed to be informed of all of the risk, and none of those risks are being, they're not being advised. The people have no knowledge of what is wrong with these vaccines.
Matt, you mentioned the database issue here, and Michelle Bachmann, who is a former congresswoman from the state of Minnesota, she just recently said this. She said, because don't let anybody suffer any delusions about this, there is a database. There will be a database, and everybody will be in that database. And it's not just vaccine status. It will be your entire medical history. It will be connected to your finances. This is going to get bigger, bigger, bigger. So you stop it now, and you don't give any information to any government questioner at your door. That's Michelle Bachmann.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Number one, you don't have to answer the door. Number two, if you answer the door, you don't know who is it knocking on the door. You can tell them, you need to leave my property now. You are trespassing, and shut the door on them. And don't give them any information. Don't give them a single bit of information. Because you're right, this is not just about COVID. This is about ultimate control, and they are going to link all this to your health records and other databases. And that's what Naomi Wolf has been talking about, that this vaccine passport, you start off with COVID, but then you add all these other connections. And not only that, we've seen these things happen in other places where they connect them to your finances as well.
Matt, I'd like to bring something else forward here. I received an email. I'm not going to give the geographic location so that just for the protection of the individual here, but they operate a private clinic, general practitioners, and they have been receiving communications from their state asking from the Department of Health Services, asking them to turn over patient records on who has been vaccinated. And they have repeatedly denied this, but the pressure is coming more and more from their state. Turn over the records to us. This is a private clinic. I understand they don't take, the Medicare and so forth, but they do it on a cash basis and a private payment. But the pressure is there for medical providers to turn this information over.
Wow, that is shocking indeed. You know, I know talking to other healthcare providers that, in fact, I posted something on my Facebook. There's a millennial. I don't really know this individual, but This is one of the many, many stories. She's a healthcare provider, and now she's been disabled for 9 months. She got the first shot in December of last year and the second shot on January 10, 2021, and she's been disabled ever since. And she describes all of her conditions. And then she works in the medical field, and she says, ask the question, why are people in these medical facilities not charting patients that are coming in with injuries from these shots?
Mm-hmm.
They're not even, many of them are not logging them. I'm not saying all of them are not, but many of them are not logging these patients that are coming in with these shots. And that's why we go back to the beginning of this in terms of the numbers that are on VAERS, 438,000 adverse events that have been reported. You multiply that times 90 even, or say 199%, you're looking at 40-plus million people that have had adverse reactions when you look, really do the real numbers on VAERS. Even the 438,000 is shocking. But what you're seeing is that many of these are not even being logged. And, you know, yet at the same time, with all of this happening, with all these adverse injuries and deaths happening, they're pushing this shot. There is a bigger agenda at stake here, and it is ultimate control, but I think it, in some cases, may be even more sinister than that.
Matt, I'd like you to respond to this, because criticism has come, and we've talked about these issues on Crosstalk, saying you are just fear-mongering at this point. You are responsible for putting fear in people to get the shot that they're not getting it. People are dying because of what you're saying here, Matt.
You know, I just did an interview yesterday with Dr. Peter McCullough. He is a renowned expert. He teaches at Baylor. He is a board-certified cardiologist and pulmonologist. He is the most published person on the planet in history in his specialty, and he wrote the first protocol treatment for treatment of COVID last year. And he told me yesterday, he said, if people had gotten treated properly with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, then 85% of those people who died would still be alive, 85%. And what happened is last year there was a big push against the drugs that were very effective, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, other kinds of protocol treatment that were very, very effective in treating COVID, yet no matter what age you are in, no matter what comorbidity that you had, very effective. That got crushed. Why? Because they needed something to push for an emergency use authorization. In fact, you can't have an emergency use authorization if you have existing drugs that are currently on the market that you can use off-label or for treatment. And so they had to wipe out any discussion of hydroxychloroquine and HCQ in order to move to this emergency use. You would never get to it if, in fact, the studies that were done before were, you know, continued, and they already showed that this was effective on similar kinds of conditions. And now there's been dozens and dozens and dozens of studies on both ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine that show that it's very effective. So, no, we're the ones that are trying to protect people. There is effective treatment available. There always has been. The problem is these experimental drugs, these COVID shots, have serious side effects, including death. And that is a real concern.
Matt, I know that there are different things that are being implemented by different communities, states, et cetera, but I saw a report on WND.com that indicates that the state of Oregon is actually considering sending National Guard troops to these neighborhoods to go door by door.
Yeah, that's what I've seen as well. And certainly, you know, some of these states have already been pushing a so-called vaccine passport in New York, and Oregon had a quasi version. Washington had sort of a quasi version. Hawaii's looking at this as well. You know, riots right now just occurred in France. I have a video of the riots that just occurred as we're speaking in the last few hours or days in France because of Macron's edict to say everyone needs to get the shot. And so, you know, people have more common sense than what, you know, these government officials give them credit for. But the problem is that the censorship, you know, as I was talking to Dr. Peter McCullough, a world-renowned expert in this area, or Dr. Mike Yeadon, also a world-renowned expert, former chief scientist of Pfizer, they're just astounded by the incredible censorship and misrepresentation of what's happening. You know, for example, on the hydroxychloroquine, a very effective treatment for COVID, Last year, the Lancet British Medical Journal, world-renowned medical journal, published an article that says it wasn't effective for treating COVID. And they had to do the unprecedented act of revoking that article because it was based on false data. And that's the kind of censorship to a level that we've never seen before in the medical community and certainly in the media community.
And that censorship is just off the charts, Matt, because we understand there are now calls also for social media checkers to be involved, calling and even on phone carriers.
That's coming directly from Biden.
Monitor text messages that people are sending on their phones. I mean, the White House spokesman, Kevin Muniz, said this: when we see deliberate efforts to spread information, we view that as an impediment to the country's public health and will not shy away from calling that out. They are wanting phone carriers to monitor the text of individuals.
Yeah, that's amazing. You know, I never thought it would come to text messaging. You know, you see it on email. I've seen emails shut down. I've seen Facebook's shut down. I had a friend of mine that had to go through a Facebook, kind of like a brainwashing thing. They actually locked up her Facebook, and she would not have any of her many years of photos. They locked her up. The only way you're going to get access to it again is if you go through this training course, and it's a sense of sensitization. You know, tries to make you more aware of their particular radical ideological view. You have to go through and answer all these questions, and finally, when you do, you get your Facebook back. I mean, this is Nazi-esque. This is Marxist socialist oppression.
And the all of the encouragements to get the jab are amazing. You know, win the lottery or get free college scholarship. Right now in Long Beach, California, they're get a jab and get a free marijuana joint. Joints for Jabs are calling it. And I saw also that the Daily Caller reporting a Republican mayor in Lancaster, California, wants to suspend city employees if they refuse to get this COVID shot, and they will suspend employees if they don't take the shot.
Yeah, I had a friend, family went to a drive-in movie theater this past Friday in Virginia, and at the entrance was the Virginia Department of Health. They were asking each car, did you have the shot? And if not, you can drive over here and get it. They were literally giving them the shot right there on the spot.
Oh,
as they would then go into the darkness of the night and park the car, you know, and who knows, they could have died in their car because they weren't following and monitoring them. But they were giving them the incentive that if you get the shot right now, we'll reimburse the cost of your entrance ticket.
Isn't that something, folks?
Never heard of anything like this.
No, and these so-called incentives are taking place all around the country. Lake County, Illinois in particular, folks, you can see, Matt, you've got this posted right on your website?
Yes, we have lc.org/vaccine. lc.org/vaccine. To get all that information about the Lake County, the training, just go down to Vaccine Passports. Vaccine Passports. And if you want to get the personal stories from Senator Johnson and others, go down to Personal Stories, and there's much more there.
Well, folks, the question is, was it a slip of the tongue or not? What am I talking about? Well, Jen Psaki spoke the other day at a press briefing indicating vaccines can still kill you if you're under 27. You're going to hear the audio clip after the break. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
The film, Unidentified, tells the story of two reporters tasked with getting the answers to the claims of UFO sightings. One reporter is an antagonist toward Christianity, the other, a Christian who is challenged on his beliefs.
I'm asking an honest question here, and according to the guru, the Bible says you have to receive Jesus in your life, so either you've done it or you haven't, so which is it, heaven or hell? Come on, Keith, heaven or hell? Answer the question, heaven or hell?
I don't know.
But I thought you were supposed to be a Christian.
Be challenged by the Rich Cristiano film, Unidentified. Available on DVD for a donation of $12 to VCY America. Additional copies to the same address are available for a donation of just $8 more. For your copies of Unidentified, call 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, and so much has unfolded since last week when we conducted the program and played the President's statement and Jen Psaki's statement as it relates to this program going door to door. Well, something also transpired in a recent briefing at the White House. Jen Psaki was talking, and folks, I had to listen twice and a third time to what she had to say. Todd Starnes had broken this at his report, and Jen Psaki even talking about the vaccine can still kill you if you're under 27. Here's what she said.
Hence, we are quite focused on communicating directly with those people, hence our special guest today, about why it's important to get vaccinated, why these vaccines are safe, why they can still kill you even if you are under the age of 27. We need to be clear and direct about our messaging.
Clear and direct about messaging, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, you remember, this is kind of like Biden's statement, you know, that they have created the biggest, the most effective voter fraud organization in history. This was during the presidential election.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure she meant to say something else, but obviously it's a Freudian slip. And, you know, there's one thing I agree with her on, and that's that last point, because the vaccines can kill you even if you're under 27, no doubt about that. And not only can, they are having a human toll, both in death as well as disability.
Matt, I know this is a side issue. I don't want to get sidetracked, but I do want us just to have the bigger picture here. We talked about this database being put together here, and I say that because just earlier this week I received a call from a census worker in a Midwestern state who contacted me, and as he is to go door to door asking, did you live here all 52 weeks? No, I was gone for 2 weeks. Oh, where did you go? Okay, what is the address of the person? How many people lived in that house? What are their names? What is their occupation? I mean, on and on the question, and they got to the point of feeling so uncomfortable, but probing way down deep into personal lives. And was your husband here the whole time? Okay, where did he go? What did he do? And those questions. But all of this is being written down. Matt, they're writing it down for a purpose. And same with these door-to-door shot seekers that are writing this information down. It's not just an exercise of the hand. They're going to put this into a database.
Yeah, they're going to put it in a database. It's going to a database. I mean, that's why they're collecting all this information. The question is, what are they going to do with that database? The fact is, they don't need any of that information, you know, particularly on the census as an example, but also here it's the same kind of thing on the census. They don't need to know where you traveled for 2 weeks or whether somebody was there at the house while you were gone. That has nothing to do with the census. But a lot of this other information has nothing to do that they're gathering as well. I mean, Fauci said that he's trying to divide America. You know, as they're trying to divide America in so many ways, but Fauci's trying to divide it between vaccinated and unvaccinated, those who have the shot, those who don't have the shot. And that's exactly what this particular thing is doing with regards to this data gathering door to door. But it's not just whether you had the shot. It's also, if you had the shot, then you need to get a booster shot. Like, for example, in Israel. Israel is all locked up with Pfizer. And so Pfizer has the shots there. There's deaths and adverse reactions happening in Israel as well as there are in any place where these shots are being administered. But now Israel has just opened up the third shot, the so-called booster shot for the Delta variant. And so for those that already have the shot, if you only had one dosage, they're going to want you to get the other. They're going to pressure you to get the other. Once you get the other, they're going to pressure you to get the so-called booster, whether it's a Delta variant or the Lambda variant, whatever variant that comes down the line. They're going to pressure you on that. And then once COVID goes down the path, they're going to come up with something else, and they're going to come back again. And that's all the data they're going to have. And the database is going to determine whether or not someone is open to these shots, whether they are compliant, whether they're not compliant.
And, Matt, I mean, it keeps going, as you said. I mean, you had the Delta variant, then you have the Delta Plus variant.
Right.
And folks, we're going to open some phone lines. Take your calls here today. Our number to Crosstalk, maybe you had somebody at your door. Our number here, 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. The other thing President Biden had mentioned last week, Matt, it was in dispatching these mobile clinics. He said more mobile clinic units out there to help people at special events, summer festivals, sporting events, as well as places of worship wherever we can find people gathered.
Yeah, you know, they're actually trying to solicit churches and pastors to be part of this push. and they're actually trying to have these events at churches to try to reach the religious or Christian faith-based community.
Mm-hmm.
But it's literally unprecedented, and they're really trying to put pressure in an unprecedented way. And it's a staggering thing when you look at all the deaths and all the adverse injuries that are occurring. And they want to pretend like these people simply don't exist. I mean, I have friends that have been injured. I have friends that have died from this shot. I will not remain silent.
Holly is calling from Wisconsin. Holly, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. God bless you all today. I just wanted to make a comment. First of all, God bless you all today. The name is Polly. And I was just wondering, when these people are going door to door, I would be polite to them as a Christian, but I would just tell them, you know, I'd rather not give out any information. I'm not going to answer any questions. So if you guys would please leave, that would be very, very good.
Yeah, and that's going to be noted, too. That will be noted, too. Thank you for that, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, obviously, you know, if you want to engage with them, be polite. But you don't have to answer their questions, for sure.
Kevin is calling from South Dakota. You're on the air, Kevin.
Yes, thanks, Matt and Jim, for your faithful work here. And just on the same subject we're talking about, Jim, I can't help but think the Christian radio stations around the country, whatever there is of them other than yours, eventually they will be the bullseye and stifled back as propaganders of the truth. And so, but my thought is, or question is, Matt, is we see all these the immigrants coming in. Are they getting, each and every one of them, getting vaccinated? And if it's such a struggle here, it's such importance that the citizens of the United States get vaccinated, we go door to door, how do we let them come through without that vaccination? And so that should be priority one, coming right through the door. They should at least have a vaccination shot.
Thank you, Kevin. We'll have
a... Yeah, I don't know what they're doing right now. I know when they were coming in, they weren't. And some of those were bringing in COVID, and they were just being released right into the general population because they were catch and release. And so some of them brought COVID right in from their various countries, wherever they're coming from, into the United States with no quarantine, no testing, nothing. They were just let in. Whether they're requiring them to get the shot now, I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me that either way, frankly, because they're literally just opening up the borders there. On the other hand, you know, what we know from March the 2nd, when the federal government issued a PowerPoint and coordinated with other agencies, that the federal government, the Biden administration, has a plan to impose nationwide vaccine passports. That means a mandatory vaccine passport, likely an electronic version, or at least paper version for you to have in order to prove your status with these COVID shots.
Matt Staver, thank you for the call. Matt Staver with us today from Liberty Council. Matt, on the very week that this was announced at the White House, Jen Psaki and then President Biden, came this story as well, LifeNews.com, about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation planning to spend another $1.4 billion over the next 5 years to prevent families from having children, all part of population control. The Gates have been very much behind this vaccination here and the development of it.
Yeah, Gates is controlling vaccines worldwide. I mean, he has the most incredible influence worldwide through his funding, and he's making a lot of this money through the pharmaceutical companies and other places, but a lot of it coming from pharmaceuticals as well. And he had a TED Talk that he did. He wants to reduce global emissions to zero, and he wants to do that by at least 2050. In order to do that, under point one, reduce human population by at least 10-15% and increase vaccines. Now, that just seems to be counter. If they're supposed to help people
and preserve life,
and yet you want to actually reduce life in order to reduce human population to go to zero carbon emissions, it makes no sense unless there is an eugenic component to it. And what we're now seeing is that obviously there is a eugenic component to it because people are dying, people are being injured, and women are, and this is, we haven't even talked about the miscarriages. There's lots of miscarriages, even late-term miscarriages, and otherwise healthy pregnancies.
We have Carrie calling next. Hi, Carrie, you're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering if anyone had any verbiage for medical religious waiver or for the religious waivers. I just got mandated to take the shot and have to fill out a religious waiver, and I wondered if there was anywhere, Matt, I could find some proper verbiage.
Yes,
to fill
we
that
have
out
that. We don't have that listed on our page, lc.org/vaccine, but we do have that, and we can provide it to you. You can either go to lc.org, send us an email, or go to lc.org, click on the legal help tab. That'll give us a way for you to get the information to us. We can contact you. We can give you the religious exemption. We've been very successful so far on getting religious exemptions. In fact, we just got religious exemptions for two dental students out of a Missouri dental school this week.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'll make sure to donate, too. Thank you.
Great. Are they able to reach out by phone as well to Liberty Counsel?
Yeah, they can also call. Go to 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776, and ask for the religious exemption letter.
Thank you, Carrie, for the call. Let's go next to Mark. Hi, Mark. You're on the air.
Yes. I personally go along with Matt's suggestion to the vaccine as being sinister. I heard a news station say everyone who died from COVID-19 were not vaccinated. What they did not tell you is everyone who died, were vaccinated.
Yeah. You know, there's actually a study in the United Kingdom right now, and they did a study of the variant, Delta variant, that was causing an increase of COVID in the UK. They did a study of how many people were in the hospital, how many people had died. More people died from the Delta variant or COVID than that were actually had the shot than that didn't have the shot. We're talking about the Delta variant in specific. So the people that had gotten the shot were not being protected by the from the Delta variant. They were dying in the hospitals at a higher rate than those people who never got the shot.
Thank you, Mark. Mason is next. You're on the air, Mason.
I have two questions. One, I know you're not supposed to lie, but what if somebody comes up to the door and you go, I already had the shot and the booster, and let it go at that? And then the second thing is a statement, and if I'm wrong, I apologize to Brandon House, but I listened to him, and a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks, he said that...
Tell you what, stay with the information on this program today, Mason, so we're not confused with it.
It's the same thing. He said that 1% reporting, there were 7,000 deaths, and I can do the math 100%. We have a capability of 700,000 mm-hmm. deaths from this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do. And that when he was reporting on that, that was a week ago. And that's how much it's jumped from 6,985, or roughly 7,000, to over 9,000. It jumped 2,000 in 1 week. So you do the math, multiply that times 99, and that's just in the deaths. Yeah. It's a staggering number.
It is staggering. And, Mason, you don't have to lie. You just don't need to answer the question. You can just say, I prefer not to answer your questions here today. Thank you for the call. We'll be back in 1 minute. Matt Staber with us today from Liberty Counsel. And we'll take more of your calls following the break here on Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Persecution around the world has been growing, but now it has reached the Western cultures. It's reached Canada and America in growing numbers. A recent report titled, Canada Has Become the Church Burning Center of the World. Well, my friends, this report tells us that at least 23 attacks have been leveled against churches, including at least 5 completely destroyed by fires. And according to one report, Canada's leaders, well, some of them are encouraging it. The head of British Columbia Civil Liberties Association, who claims to, you know, defend civil liberties, reportedly tweeted on June 30th, quote, burn it all down, end quote. There's other articles and other reports coming from those inside the Canadian government that this is actually being encouraged. Persecution. The Bible says it would come. Why should we be shocked?
This is Crosstalk on VCY America. Constitutional Attorney Matt Staver with us from Liberty Counsel. And if you missed writing down their information, contact info, their website, lc.org/vaccine. lc.org/vaccine. You may reach out to them by phone 407-875-1776. And if you are being pressured by your employer, as Matt said just earlier this week, they won a situation with dental students to be exempt with a religious exemption. You need that verbiage, that wording. Reach out to them. Again, the number 407-875-1776. Let's go to Phoenix, Arizona. We have, Houston calling in. Hi, Houston. You're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to make a statement. I mean, in no way, shape, or form should we ever just lie down. But, I mean, Bible prophecies tell us that this is going to happen, you know, the mark of the beast and not being able to buy or sell.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what can we do really against it? We see it, coming at us, so, and we know it's going to happen, you know, the Lord tells us it is.
Well, we do know that there is going to be a future mark here, Houston, that one is going to be required to take. This COVID vaccine, I do not believe, is the mark of the beast. But the point is, you always stand for righteousness. You always stand for what is right. Even as the prophets of old, God said, I'm going to bring destruction here to the people. But Jeremiah called out Matt, and he warned the people, repent, turn back to God. You're backsliding here.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Jonah... told the Ninevites to repent, and you know what they did,
yes,
and God
did.
Withheld judgment. And also Daniel's three Hebrew friends, the three Hebrews, were thrown into the fiery furnace, and they said, you know, whatever it is, the consequences doesn't matter, even if it's inevitable, we will do the right thing. We're not going to bow down, mm-hmm. and we will worship God. God ultimately intervened, but I think you go back to your first statement. You have to do the right thing. You have to stand up for what's true and right.
Thanks, Houston.
Thank you.
We've got Jeff next in Jefferson. You're on the air.
Yeah, I got just 2 points. Hey, thanks for what you do, Jim. I'm glad this program's out there to inform people. Matt, you do great work.
Thank you.
I follow you a lot on the internet. Look, they're going to be met with righteous indignation if they come to my property. Okay, I'm tired of bowing to these people, and I'm just going to stand on the truth. Mm-hmm. And let come what may. But, you know, you mentioned, getting a document, a legal document. I don't even have any faith in that anymore, especially when you have a court that can, you know, negate the Second Amendment over reasonableness, which I haven't read in the Constitution, but that's how they got around that.
Mm-hmm.
So they always seem to get around whatever it is helps us and bolsters the government. So, I'm going to stand on truth, and I'm going to run them off my property.
Thank you, Jeff, for your comments. Matt?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's different ways. One thing I wouldn't recommend is that you lie. You know, you either do what you just said, or you say, I don't have any questions, or you're polite and you shut the door. I've got other things to do.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody, a friend of mine, got a phone call on her cell phone. And she says, I can't talk. And once she found out what it was, I'm not going to talk. I'm at work. So, there's lots of different ways to do this. The point is, you don't have to give them any information. But I would not lie, because, you know, once I'm reading the script right here, Jim, that they're going through, and this once you say something, I've got the shot, they're going to say which shot. When did you get the shot? Have you had the second shot? It's just going to go down and down that same road.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to continue lying. Lying is never going to be the right way to go.
Right. James in Tomah, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm disabled, and I have a number of services that, people come into my house for, and the providers of those services have, you know, presented me with a lot of information, which, according to what I hear here and in other reliable sources, is false. If I just tell them I do not consent, am I protected from backlash as far as withholding the services I depend on? Because I can't get out there and work. I can't go and purchase my own services. Mm-hmm. I have to depend on them to provide that.
So Maddie's getting state services and fears that the government's going to say to continue to get these services.
No, I understand that fully. I would say, obviously, the first thing, you don't want to put something in your body that we know is causing adverse effects, you know, and there's very effective ways to treat COVID if you get COVID. There's very effective ways to do that. We have lots of information on that at lc.org/vaccine. But notwithstanding, if you make that decision and they try to pressure you, I can't guarantee what they're going to do. What I can say is that if they do try to threaten withholding of services, give us a call. Go to lc.org or call 407-875-1776, and that's why we're here, to provide free, you know, assistance to you on this and many, many other areas of religious liberty, life, and other areas that we deal with.
Thank you, James. Vic is next in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
I have a quick question. I just was wondering if your guest there, he says, you know, I'm looking at the VAERS website, which he uses, which is fine. And they said, you know, as of July 12th, there's been 6,700 reports of death. What's the difference between a report of death and the link to death? Because the website does say that the vaccination, including deaths, do not necessarily mean a vaccination has caused this health problem. You know, the old saying, correlation
right,
doesn't prove
right.
causation. If your guest could just speak that, I'll take my answer off there. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Fine. Your numbers are different. Obviously, I'm looking at the most recent VAERS data right here, and that's updated every week. So mine has 9,048, 438,440 reports as through July 7. You know, somebody can say, well, you don't know for sure. Can you know 100%? Well, you're not going to know 100% until you do an autopsy and all these. But you start reading these things. Go down to the bottom of – if you go to the lc.org/vaccine, go down to the it's called VAERS data chart, VAERS data chart. Click on that. Scroll down below that chart and start reading those stories and read them one after another after another after another. And they're the same thing. These are people independent putting in these stories of what's happening to them. And what happened, what's the difference? I was fine before, but I got the shot, and I got this. It doesn't take much of a, you know, rocket scientist to figure there's a causal relationship here. Now, you don't know 100% of those are causal related, but there is a high probability that the vast, vast majority, if not, you know, I don't know what the percentage would be, are. And these particular reports are actually reviewed by the CDC before they're actually put up on the website. So you just take a look at that. And, you know, when you go to a doctor and they find out, well, what happened to you? Well, I did this. I was fine. I did that. Now this happened. Oh, that's probably what caused it.
Yeah. We have run out of time. And sorry to callers on hold here. Matt Staver with us from Liberty Council, lc.org/vaccine. Their number, 407-875-1776.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.